Hello everyone. So I'm Timothée, and so I took over from Daniel for some discussions on collaboration between different free RTC projects. So we have around 20 minutes, and I'd like to go over events calendar, blog websites, and if possible, some what can be done for integration tests between different projects. So first of all, who here organized events this year? Can you zoom?
Thank you.
Zoom on page 11.
Nice.
Does that work?
Yeah. So who here organized event this year? And do you use an iCalendar feed or a shared calendar somewhere? Do you use a shared calendar somewhere to promote your event? And do you think it could be a good idea and that we could perhaps syndicate them together to have a big free RTC calendar?
Yeah, it's okay to have this shared calendar if people are using them. So actually we offer, like, probably every event has on their main web page how many days till the event and click to download the event. ICS file, whatever. But having one centralized would be probably better for people to go there and see what's during the entire year and select based on their interest. If someone wants to add more comments, raise your hand and I'll bring.
Also for finding exotic places. For example, I always see after Daniel published something, Daniel Pocock, that there is a thing in Tirana, in Albania, that is near my place. So I think, okay, next time I will go. But if there is some kind of shared calendar for our industry, that would be super cool. I mean, you find out the things that you don't know about. And if you have time, you go.
Yes, so there is a few existing platforms such as Agenda du Libre or Recall, which can be used. And otherwise, there is some tools to actually syndicate different feeds, such as this is done with blogs for planets. So that could be an idea. So also regarding planets, I think that a lot of people here have blogs. And do you actually federate with planets?
Federate with?
Blog planets, like FreeRTC planets or Fedora planets or anyone? Any other?
Okay, because I'm also an event organizer and I can answer from this perspective, but I don't want to be only between two of us. Lately, I haven't done much blogging because I felt like people's not spending that much on reading long articles. We still do the usual, maybe one per month, twice per month, some big announcement, but mainly lately was a lot more like microblogging or short post on Twitter, which is not open source, and yeah, we have to look at the Mastodon and the alternatives. Just that... you know, I'm coming more from a classic telephony project, I could call it right now. It's already 20 years, more or less, and most of the community is still bound to mailing lists quite a lot. So that still seems to be the main channel. Some forums here in and there. There are some good portals, but somehow over the years, like VoIP Wiki was very used in our industry a long time ago. But now, I don't know, via some acquisition merging, it ended up in something not really usable. Maybe a central point to announce, like for open source and RTC, like PR website where you can submit a blog post would be better. I think that would be useful. There are this PR newswire, but you pay for them. It's more for industrial, where it costs quite a lot. The idea is who maintains it and who is going to select the interesting proposals there, because
So we, in the React Native WebRTC community, there are a few little projects involved, like the core project is React Native WebRTC, but then there are some other ancillary libraries that you always want to use, like called Keep and InCall Manager and some others. And we banded together into a single GitHub org. I know this doesn't apply on a broader scale, but this as an example. And then we're currently using this course. I know some people don't like it. It's open source. You can get a free hosted version from this course themselves for open source projects. And we created like an umbrella organization of sorts where, you know, projects can themselves announce their own releases, have their own discussions, while at the same time sort of having a place where conversations can be had cross-project. At the same time, as Daniel pointed out, many of the things are somewhat entrenched in the years. So this project uses mailing lists, this other project uses a different mailing list, and I don't see that changing sort of anytime, like soon, if you will. So maybe this third party, like the planet kind of style, but at the end of the day, it's RSS. So kind of broadcasting what other microblogging platforms do could be an interesting take. Then Mastodon is also known for somewhat creating these little islands of like-minded individuals. I seem to recall that the BSD community has a pretty active Mastodon instance. I don't know if there is enough quorum to have an RTC Mastodon instance where people can, now that they support account migration, you could go from like a more general purpose Mastodon instance to one that better suits your core needs, but in the end, I don't know if there's enough inertia, mainly because things seem to still be working out. So it's hard to justify or for people to think, oh, maybe there's a better way. I don't know.
Yeah, Daniel Forno managed by hand three planets, blog planets, which is not very, doesn't scale due to Daniel
being. But does it have all that many changes, if you will? Like, I don't see blogs coming in and out every day, every week, every month, even every year, really. So I don't know if it can. In the end, this community is not super huge. There are not millions of RTC projects, are there? Like, we have a few SIP proxies, a few PBXs, more user agents, for sure. But I don't know. I still think it's within a manageable, like you can almost know everybody you've met at some dinner in some country once or something like that. I don't know. Does anybody else want to add anything up there? Up there? Where are our XMPP people?
You said you organize also an event.
Yeah,
the XMPP community there.
Wait.
Yeah.
Mike, so that it gets recorded. Let's.
Well, as XMPP community, we organize summits on the protocol, sprints on pieces of software or protocols stuff, meetups. It's going on all year through.
And where do you publish information about?
On the xmpp.org websites, and it's also pushed to a calendar and several streams. So I already asked our publicity guy if you can push to free RTC too.
Okay. Anyone else organize the events from the new car? It doesn't have to be a big conference. I really like this meetup style sometimes, in your city or maybe country, it's a small one.
Good space.
So that should be also something to announce, because could be other people in the city, and we organize the XMPP meetup in Brussels.
So if you think about that, maybe you can publish information about such small events, which again could be even only 5 people, but trust me, I've been to a couple of such meetups, and it's a lot of fun, sometimes better than going at a big conference where so many people that you couldn't actually chat with anyone as much as you wanted. These meetups typically are like maybe even in a pub, having a beer, chatting, and sometimes ideas shows pop up and you get good results out of that. So yeah. Maybe
just a quick word about, so this discussion about sharing the events and stuff started on the free RTC mailing list. Even if you think it's from the 90s, it's pretty good to be on that mailing list. Like, it has pretty low traffic, so your inbox is not going to flood. And hopefully, if there's enough interest, efforts like this can, you know, flourish and move forward.
Yeah, I think that the main thing is discover small events, because we often see them afterwards. So one more thing we wanted to talk about is continuous integrations between projects, because a lot of projects depend on work with each other somehow. But I think that a lot of them have unit tests, but not a lot of integration tests with each other. So is there anyone who is doing that? And what could be done to make it more common?
I can comment on the WebRTC space a bit. There is this test suite called Kite that is somewhat de facto standard by now. It's been run by, I think, Cosmo, right? Alex runs it.
Yeah.
And they run it with different pieces of software. So they test different browsers or different endpoints, and then also different servers. Now, when it comes to testing your own thing, for example, us in the Jitsi project, we have our own, we call it Hammer, to run tests. But this mainly because, well, we needed something before it existed, and it was purposely built so that we can stress test what we specifically care about. And now that Kite showed up, there is more end-to-end, if you will, independent testing. And maybe Daniel can comment on more VoIP projects.
Yeah, actually, I want to mention Saul's GitHub for CP scenarios.
Oh.
He left the VoIP, classic VoIP, a little bit a while, but actually that's a good source and I use it from time to time. I made my own customization based on some of his scenarios. I had others before, but I think that could be a good maybe place under FreeRTC organization to at least have references to different repositories where you can find. I always plan it to publish mine. Maybe not moving, but keeping references, whatever. But there are a couple of other places, but that's one of the good resources you could find on the web when you need to stress C application from that point of view. So this I find something useful to do as well, a place to refer to other repositories, or maybe putting everything together in one place. Otherwise, I'm not aware, a part of GitHub, now it's my first choice when searching for something, I'm going on GitHub and search on keywords to see people published some stress tool. I can say tools like VoIP perf, then PJCP has some also command line tools that you can use for testing, but it's nothing centralized. And yeah, it's a lot of Docker-oriented continuous integration done by many projects. We do it also in Camail, and I'm sure everyone does it. Sharing those, maybe hints there, whatever, would be also useful, but I'm not much into these infrastructure aspects, to be honest. I'm still more like just my application, Camailio. But I've seen this kind of Docker and continuous integration packaging and so on done in many projects.
do you guys use, for instance, GitHub Actions, since you are on GitHub?
I'm not sure if we use GitHub Action, but they have this Travis CI.
Or Travis, yeah.
Yeah, the Travis CI, we have fortunately two kind of teams working.
We have two teams working with this continuous integration. One is from a Russian guy, quite new in our community, doing a lot on packaging on RPM space. And then Victor Seva, which used to be here, he does on the Debian space and also compiling on all these common Linux system when we do a commit to report back quickly if you failed to put the include files or whatever, or add the new files. It happens many times. You add the new feature, you add the file, you commit, you push, but you forgot to add the file to the repository. So this is really useful.
I just wanted to add that it may not be directly tied to interoperability, but fuzzing is also an important aspect of this continuous testing. And actually, there was an open source repository that Iñaki and I started last year or a couple of years ago, where basically we share corpora files for fuzz testing, basically, so that you can... they are mostly tailored for WebRTC right now, but you see a lot of examples of RTP, RTCP packets. We plan to add SDP there as well soon, so that it can be shared among multiple projects that all aim to do some sort of fuzzing. And so this is something else that can be shared and spread as much as possible, because we can all benefit from this kind of data. Yeah, it's part of the OpenRTC cartel organization right now. So
now it's cartel, it's not mafia.
Yeah, and I'm not sure they're here, but the OpenSIBS folks have also been using, I think, GitHub integrations to test. And in the end, as you say, I've done this also many times, you end up looking what other projects use for their testing, and you can then at least get some inspiration. Oh, okay, so they're using this service or that service. And luckily, these days, you do have a vast array of free services you can use for testing. A reasonably recent one is this sd.ht by Drew DeWalt,
yes,
where you can test like FreeBSD, OpenBSD, which may be a little bit harder to test with things like Travis and GitHub Actions or GitLab CI. So ideally, open source projects don't necessarily have like a huge amount of resources, so having a reasonably affordable way to do it is always a good idea.
I think we are now out of time. And one last thing we wanted to ask with Daniel is to get a temperature of who would like to, is moving or would like to move away from GitHub for his personal things. It's not to start a war, just to get temperature, see if people are interested in alternative or are fine with GitHub.
So, like, who like and who can do it, it's a bit different. We would like to use as much as possible open source, but we don't have the resources to manage our own portal. We ended up on GitHub after running our own Git server for maybe even 5-7 years. It is a lot of pain because you have new developers you don't trust. You need to give access to a system that you maintain and you don't want to be used for bad things. And then you have to revoke. And with GitHub, practically, you give away this sysadmin overhead, because we are just like developers. Many spend time after work or during the work, and it's a bit out of the scope. Would be nice to have maybe GitHub used to be, but now it's Microsoft. So maybe a new portal will appear and gets popular, and I'm sure it will be acquired at some point. So we try to adjust in the way that we make our life easier. It's not maybe the best option, but running everything by yourself, it's a big headache.
Yeah, I'll kind of subscribe to that as well. We I think it's a good thing to take the pragmatic road sometimes. So, for example, you may like it or hate it, but being on GitHub drives more contributions. Because the entry barrier is pretty low. It's very easy to contribute. And they are making big efforts in making it easier, like, you know, creating this good first contribution label so that you can apply it to your things. And then at the end of the day, if we need to move the source code elsewhere, it's not like they own it, so it doesn't matter. We will move it. If it's GitLab, it's GitLab. If it's something else, if it, it will be something else. But at the end, I personally, I'm not speaking for the project or anything, haven't found a huge problem with being there. So not technical, then we can discuss all the ethics about GitHub's contracts with ICE if you want. But at the end of the day, pragmatic road wins, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, we're out of time. Any last minute comments?
It kind of felt from the early part of the conversation that there's a sort of a finding project piece here that might help newcomers coming into the industry find things. So everyone knows about the big mega projects, the, you know, the Asterisk and the Free Switches and the Camellios and the Matrix. But there are the community's got a whole load of projects whose tooling works perfectly well for what that project wants to do and whose communication works. And there are folks doing you know, kind of taxonomies like the Cranky Geek guys do WebRTC, and there are places you can go for some parts, but the whole RTC place might benefit from, you know, just something like a wiki place, a wiki page where projects can list that they exist, where their repo is, what they prefer for communication, something like that. Would that actually help? Is that a thing that would just, you know, someone would throw up and then it would just not get maintained and become useless? Is it worth doing?
Yeah, I think so. In fact, there are these awesome dash whatever about the topic. I think that'll be a pretty cool thing to start. So maybe out of this post, then we can find the energy to do it. Thanks, okay. Timothy, for filling in.
Thanks, everyone.